Hello.
Hi, is Ken?
Yeah, this is Ken. Hello, Leslie. How are you? Good morning to you.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's morning there, right?
It's afternoon. It's 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, good afternoon to you. It's going to be 5. It's evening over here. So how are you, Leslie? Everything good?
Yeah, just busy. I just got back from California yesterday, so on.
Oh, okay. A long flight for you then.
Yeah, it was really busy when I was over there, but it's good. You know, everything's going really well.
All right, not a problem. That's great.
Yeah, and so you saw everything that I sent back.
So yeah, I have everything in front of me. So let me just start, you know, as how the process works and everything. So I believe you must have looked into the current draft or the profile and the research, and you did fill out the article brief form. So we are in the process of creating the required number of articles.
Let's start with the Wikipedia entry first. So I sent you back not very many comments, but you got that PDF that had the comments in it, right?
Of course I did. It's already with the team.
Great.
And
we
are in the process of revising it. And I did send out a copy to you for the draft revision.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen that. That email thread is terrible. If you could just start a new email for me, because it's really hard to read through all of that email.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. I'll send you a new message on a new Teamwork account.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, or just send it in email. Send me an email with the new link so I can look at it.
Not a problem. So I'll send it over to you. So obviously this is not something finalized for the draft itself. So you can send me changes you want to have on it for
great.
Further content edits. So I can get you that revised and edited. And you can let us know if that is good enough. Obviously that is an ongoing process until and unless that is finalized. So
we can always get started. As long as all the information is correct, we can start with something simple.
Definitely.
And add more.
We won't be publishing anything that is not approved by you, and everything will be crystal clear and transparent.
Yep, that sounds good, because as you can see from the other form that I filled out for the articles, we have some big news being announced on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, you shy away from announcements, but there will be some important information in there after the 26th about new investors that are, you know, pretty influential and things like that. So I wanted to make sure that you all had the updated information about everything that's going on, because that'll be helpful for you when you're pitching stories and writing.
Of course.
Stories.
So that story will be created as per the information that you've shared with me. And we have sent out to the PR agency that we work with. Obviously, we do not do that in-house. We only create the Wikipedia submissions and, you know, revisions and editing. For articles, we have other company that we work with. Because the package that you have with us, you already have the 6 articles with us.
Yes.
So that information,
Great. We just need to make sure that they're careful with that embargo date, because the 26th is when our PR agency is working on that story. So cannot mention the new investors or the amount of money we raised in Series A until after the.
So that, as far as you're referring to, because it's important, let me tell you one thing. The article drafts will be created and shared with you, right? You can have a look into it. If you think information is needs to be added or removed, that can be done.
Yep.
We won't be publishing anything directly, ma'am.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we will make sure that everything is in accordance to the Wikipedia guidelines and policies. And once you give us the approval for the content, then we can get it published. So the third stance is that we send out a copy of your profile, ma'am, to Wikipedia community that we work with. They looked into your business profile. They said that obviously you are eligible to get the page, being obviously a business that is doing a unique perspective in your own industry. So you are eligible to get the page. They were just asking for a bit of publications, coming new publications. Obviously, we already have 6 with us. So they said that you need to create additional, like, 10 to 15 mid-tier sources, like, not press releases or blogs, but sources that are acceptable at per the Wikipedia guidelines. So my question, do you have anyone who takes care of your PR, or, like, is anybody working on this?
That's my job. But, yeah, I mean, we have, you know, you saw all the covers we've gotten. We have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stories, you know. But, you know, we're a startup, right? We're just getting started. So, you know, we have.
Yes,
we
you have some three good articles there, like the Biz Journal. You have the UCSC, right? The Star Investors one.
More than that. We have three articles from TechCrunch. We have an article from Forbes, an article from Fast Company, an
yes.
article from
the We looked into everything, ma'am. I
yeah,
sent you that research.
Yes,
so anything new coming up? That's the question.
Yes, on the 26th, we're doing another story. I was just telling you that about
yeah.
our Series A announcement.
So
yes.
how many so publications are you expecting coming out?
At least two.
Two. And the sources?
What do you mean the sources?
Like the publications who are publishing your article, ma'am.
It's probably going to be TechCrunch, possibly Fortune 2, and then maybe others.
Yes, because the more you have, the better. So that's what I'm trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, I'm aware of that, but I mean,
yeah.
we should have enough. If their criteria is 8, we have 8.
Mm-hmm. Because right now, ma'am, we have like 6 with us. If you think 2 more are coming, so that means you have 8 in total. So I would say...
I gave you more than 6. I gave you more than 6.
You mentioned the publication's name, ma'am? I believe there's a mix-up here. Let me tell you one thing.
Separate articles in TechCrunch. We have an mm-hmm. article in Forbes. We have an article in Fast Company. We have an article in the Santa Cruz Sentinel. We have Santa Cruz, the Silicon Valley Business Journals. We have a KW. So we have at least 8. We have at least 8 good stories.
Well, ma'am, we evaluated all the sources that you currently have online, right, for the Cruz form. I did send you the research report. You can see in the research done by the team that I have who checks each source individually with the policies and guidelines by Wikipedia. They said 3 stories are good, right? We have already used them, right, into your profile submission, like the draft that we have created. Some of them have been added as per the content to increase the content backing citations. So after looking into all the resources, I see that you have TechCrunch, you do have Forbes, but they are just mentions. They're not stories about, like, dedicated stories plus
there are
the sources.
There are 3 separate stories about us TechCrunch. 3.
Yes, we did check that, ma'am. And we have mentioned
yeah.
that the story's contents were not that great.
What do you mean it wasn't that great? I don't understand. One is a feature story about us. The second one is an entire 45-minute talk from TechCrunch Disrupt that's got more information around it. And the third one is a story about sustainable solutions, and we're 1 of 3 companies profiled.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good stories. That's ridiculous.
Well, we checked that out. Wikipedia is saying they're not good stories. That's what we're trying to say.
And what constitutes a good story?
They mentioned that the source itself is they are not acceptable, right? They do not take that source as a credible publication.
So Devin Coldewey, because he wrote about 3 companies instead of just about 1, is not a good story? Because 2 of those stories
dedicated
are
publications. The whole story should be about the company.
No, I'm going to have to send it back to you again because what you're saying just doesn't even make any sense. Okay?
Well, ma'am, if
not,
you, I understand maybe, but you can check my emails. Let me send you the details once again.
That's why I'm telling you it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense.
I can send you the links, ma'am. You can send over the links once again. I will individually mention the reason why they are not accepted.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll send every single story again. You can tell tell me why it's not good. It doesn't
yes,
make sense.
Definitely, ma'am. This is not something coming from us. You have to understand.
Well, I don't know how Wikipedia could say it doesn't make any sense. These are objective third-party journalists writing about the sustainability space. How could this be
well, ma'am, some sources that do not accept, right? They do not seem, you know, seems to be credible enough for Wikipedia. Because there's a whole list. And they mention the reasons as well why they don't accept it.
Okay, I'd like to see those reasons coming from Wikipedia. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
make any sense.
Of course, ma'am, not a problem.
Sense.
You can do one thing, send over the emails, and I will definitely get that checked out. Plus, I'll be sharing the draft for the articles with you as soon as I have it from the PR team. I will send it over to you.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll
of
send
course.
Those again. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, some of these are really good articles, and it does not make sense that they take some, they don't take others. That's
definitely, ma'am. I will let you know the process and how Wikipedia accepts sources.
Well, what I'd like to see is their actual feedback. If you're telling me that they're looking at some stories and saying they're okay and some
not
are
not. Some, ma'am. It's not like they mention some stories. The source itself, they say that it's not credible. They don't take any stories from them.
But we have 3 stories in TechCrunch, and they're all from reporters. So how do they decide that
TechCrunch
stories?
Well, ma'am, that's their own policy, ma'am. That's something I cannot be, like, I'm not in a position I can say
okay,
why they do it.
I want to know why one story from TechCrunch is okay, and then the second story is not.
Well, ma'am, as per the research file, I believe you have looked into it, right?
I did look, and it doesn't make any sense. So
yes.
I want to know exactly why each story.
I will
okay
mention that because as per the research, TechCrunch is not being taken as a credible link in the research as well. I will send over the document to you once again.
How can a major business publication not be an acceptable source?
I will let you know, ma'am. I'll send you the link. I have to ask the research team about it.
Okay, because I know the guy that runs TechCrunch, the CEO of TechCrunch, and I think
mm-hmm.
he would be very interested to know that Wikipedia does not consider them
well,
a credible source.
Well, ma'am, it's already on Wikipedia. I'll send over the link to you.
I mean, that's insane.
Well, ma'am, Wikipedia have a very different, you can say, guidelines of accepting sources. They even don't take any articles coming from Forbes if it's coming out from a contributor.
Yeah, no, I get it. A contributed article is totally different.
So even the name of the source itself, you can understand they didn't take source. Like, if you tell anyone.
TechCrunch, listen to me. TechCrunch is a major business publication, and the guy that wrote all 3 of those stories is a staff writer.
Well, that's what an example I'm telling you. Like, Forbes, if you tell anybody that they do not take Forbes article, they get shocked, right? So, obviously, there's a guideline and policy, so I'll send it over to you.
There's a big difference between a Forbes staff reporter and a contributed article.
But
okay,
you are aware of that. Not everybody. That's what I'm saying.
Well, because I've been doing PR for 25 fucking years. That's why.
Yes, ma'am. That's what you also show why they don't take it. So I'll send over the details to you. You can have a look into it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Wikipedia because that just doesn't even make any sense. And like I said, I think Joey, who owns TechCrunch, would be very
mm-hmm.
to know his reporters are not considered credible because that is just, like, outrageous. Seriously.
Well,
it must be,
of course. So let me do one thing. Let me send over the details on a new email thread, right? And kindly send over the sources you think that should be there so I can get it evaluated and share the research with you.
Yeah, I'll do it again. Okay.
All right. All right, Leslie, pleasure. If you have anything, you can let me know. You can send me a message.
Yep, bye.
All right.